Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. It's now the month of March, which means spring is upon us and things go bloom in the night. Make sure to subscribe if you're new to the channel. Smash that thumbs up. Send me your scary story at zachbabytv@gmail.com. And don't forget to download your favorite scary story on my Apple Podcast and Spotify. Tales from the Dark Forest. Let's get going before it gets too dark, Jeff said to his friends as he scooped up his backpack and threw it over his shoulder. The three boys grouped together and marched steadily on, down the path that would have led them to the delicious meals their mothers had been waiting for them when they had got home. The orange glow of the sun bathed them in its rays as it set for the day to come to a close. Jeff, David, and James had been playing basketball the whole afternoon, and now that dusk was upon them and the basketball game had ended, the familiar pangs of hunger washed over all of them. "Do you guys want to come for dinner at my house?" David asked the others. "My mom is making spaghetti and meatballs." "I would love to, but my mom doesn't like me staying out on school nights," Jeff said with a hint of sadness in his voice. James muttered his agreement, and the boys soldiered on their walk.
"It's getting pretty dark. Why don't we take the shortcut home?"
David suggested.
"I don't know, man. My dad says there's wolves and stuff in there, especially at night," James said in response.
"Oh, the poor baby is scared to walk through the woods," Jeff said mockingly.
"Come on, it's so much quicker to get through in the woods. We'll be home in 20 minutes, max," David said.
"Okay, fine," James said hesitantly as he took a deep breath and followed his friends to the mouth of the woods that his father had warned him about.
With the nerves building up and the fear of wolves toying with his mind, James started to bite his nails, his olive skin changing colors in the orange hue of the setting sun. His short brown hair bounced with each step as he walked behind his friends. David's blonde hair, in comparison, seemed to have turned orange with the light of the sun, and Jeff with his ginger hair was virtually unchanged. Jeff and David laughed as they picked up sticks and hit the trees close to them as they walked. Three best friends walking home together after a great day shooting hoops. What could be better? The sun struggled to penetrate the thickness of the trees that towered over the children's heads. The shadows danced all around them, almost as if they were dancing with joy to give thanks to the sun for providing them with life. The ever-present birds sang their goodnight song to the world, just as the crickets began their chirping to take over for the night shift of noise-making. As the conversation flowed, James felt his fear dissipate. His head was no longer filled with the thought of ravenous wolves, but rather what infinite possibilities there were for dinner and the excitement they shared for the upcoming basketball game next week. The boys barely noticed how much the sun had set as their laughter and conversation distracted them, along with the fact that they walked the path thousands of times and knew their way home with their eyes closed.
"Is that a hobo?"
David asked with a laugh as they walked through a dense part of the forest and into a clearer section.
"I don't know. Either way, let's not go near him,"
Jeff said nervously. Juvenile curiosity reigned supreme over David, and he changed course and headed towards the sleeping homeless man. The others did not follow him. They stayed where they stopped, waiting for David to satisfy his curiosity and return back to them.
"Guys!"
David screamed.
"Get over here!"
Hearing the deadly fear in the voice of the group's formal leader, James felt his blood freeze and his heart thump uncontrollably. Fear gripped him like a vice, and yet he felt his feet escort him towards David. Jeff walked equally as slow as the pair stepped over twigs and fallen branches.
They lugged themselves over and situated themselves next to their ever-so-brave David.
Is that blood?
Jeff stammered.
I think so. We need to see if he's okay,
David said uneasily.
Let's get out of here and tell an adult,
Jeff implored.
We need to check on him. We could give him some of our water to drink while we go to find someone,
David commanded as he stepped over the blood splatter that was a fair bit away from the body. The body was protected by shadows, obscuring the children's view of it. Jeff and James walked alongside David as they approached the shadows where the man laid.
Oh my God,
James said weakly.
That was Wolf's. We need to get out of here right now. James was right,
Jeff said with absolute panic. David said nothing, but the tears collected in his ducts, and they soon flowed as freely as the blood had from the man who laid before them. James and Jeff were speechless as the boy that followed blindly cried before them. David, who took charge of every situation and always knew what to do, was now crying and blabbering like a toddler. The sight of this drove the other two boys deeper into their unbridled terror. The sight before them was enough to make even the most seasoned police veteran cry in fear. David's response was completely justified. The man on the ground was missing an arm, with the jagged stump left bearing witness that a creature had bitten or ripped it off. The material of his shirt fused to the remains of flesh by the blood let loose as the arm was separated. The bone covered its blood as it stayed nestled amongst the tendons and muscle that remained, and could be seen by all. It looked like whatever had done this wanted a sample of what the man had eaten that day. The victim's stomach was agape, torn open and devoured by some ungodly manifestation. The sight was reminiscent of a no-hand pie-eating contest, with the man's stomach being the eaten pie. There weren't many intestines left, and the blood had pooled in the hole where the stomach used to be. There was a humongous bite taken from the throat of the man, again leaving that part of the body with a gaping hole where the flesh used to be. It was such a menacing bite that the man's head was barely holding on. There was but a bit of skin holding the head to the body. Blood covered his face, as it did the rest of his body. The claw marks stretched the length and width of his face, made him unrecognizable. There was a distinct fear in his lifeless eyes, as he had looked upon his killer in the final moments of his life. Almost as if to bring the children immediately back to the harsh reality of what was happening, a soul-crushing howl pierced the trees around them. It sounded as if it came from every single direction. The sound seemed to resonate off the trees and the shrubbery around the children. It was a howl unlike anything the children had ever heard. It was not a wolf. It sounded almost as if a wolf and a man had joined together to scream the howl at the same time. The boys looked away from the mangled corpse and towards each other, all waiting for someone to make the first move. James and Jeff barely had time to react before David was a good distance away from them, his shoes crunching on the ground beneath him. He had dropped his backpack and didn't even bother looking back.
Why did he leave us like that?
James asked tearfully. He didn't need Jeff to answer as they heard a low growl not far from them in the shadows. Accompanied by this growl was the most haunting red eyes, glowing from the darkness. A living nightmare personified. James and Jeff tore off into the shadows, moving together as if they planned their own escape together. Neither of them were hampered by the backpack dropped that now blocked their path. They sprinted in tandem, not noticing the branches adorned with thorns ripping at their faces and arms. The only sound around them was the leaves crunching and the heavy breathing that came from their terrified minds, and running at full speed. There was no sign of David, and the two boys felt anger and a hint of jealousy as they realized their friend had virtually left them to die. He would be home, safe and sound in his family's home, parents to protect him as he cried to them and told them of his ordeal. Not to mention the delicious smell of meatballs that would have welcomed him home. The two boys didn't have much further to go. The path twisted and turned a fair bit, but they weren't that far from getting out of the woods. They would then be in a back alley of the neighborhood and could get the attention of the surrounding residents. The fear the boys felt turned to horror and helplessness as the sound of heavy footsteps ran with them through the trees. The demonic howl once again ran out. This time, the sound undoubtedly came from right next to them in the trees. The boys ran with everything they had, but the beast kept up with them effortlessly. Jeff started to slow down, and James could sense him lagging behind.
"What are you doing, dude? We have to run!"
James shouted desperately.
"What's the point? It's going to catch us!"
Jeff panted in reply.
"Please, just run with me. We're nearly there,"
James begged. He pulled at Jeff to get him running again, and soon, the pair were running alongside each other once again. They both kept their pace as the red eyes stared at them, almost as if it was playing games and wanted to scare them into running faster. As the trees grew more sparse, lights from the neighborhood houses bursted through the trees. The boys started screaming for help as soon as the lights became visible. Hopefully, someone would hear their cries and make it to them in time. Maybe David had told his parents and they called the police to investigate their son's claims. The two friends bundled over each other as the dirt transitioned to asphalt, and they lost their footing. Feeling absolutely no pain, they immediately sprung up and made a beeline for the nearest door. Pounding on the door, a sense of relief washed over them as the door was opened and they weren't dragged from behind back into the woods. Mrs. Mayhew showed the utmost concern as the two boys before her sobbed and spoke of a dead man in the woods. The police arrived before either of their parents, as the boys sat next to each other on the soothing couch of a Good Samaritan who had welcomed them into her home. A policeman asked them for details, and they gave answers that seemed laughable to the police. The body that was reported was the only thing that kept the police interested. It wouldn't do them any harm to go and check the woods to verify the claims. If there really was a body, there was an animal on the loose that needed to be caught. Jeff's parents arrived shortly before James, and their parents were white with fear over the thought of their respective sons being chased through the woods by a wolf. Before any of the parents could say much, Jeff's mother's mobile phone rang.
"Boys, were you with David? His mother said he hasn't come home."
Hearing that there was now a missing child, the police had an increased sense of urgency to go and survey the woods. Half a dozen squad cars pulled into the alleyway near the house as the law enforcement officers grouped at the edge of the forest. The policemen who had questioned the boys returned to them as they sat with their parents.
"What is it?"
James' father asked them.
"What did you find?"
"We found blood not far from where your kids said they were. It looks like someone tried painting the trees with it. No sign of their friend yet, but we did find a backpack torn to shreds. We're gonna keep looking."